You've been lured into her trap. The night started with drinks, laughs, a hand on your thigh, and the promise of a night to remember. Perhaps it was your mistake, though, to assume that you would end the night taking the Enchantrix Tease home and having your way with her. Yes, maybe that was a bit of an oversight. Take off your clothes, she instructed, as soon as the door to her boudoir clicked shut. You eagerly complied, your body tingling with anticipation. She watched you strip, feeling the hot flash of energy surge through your body as her eyes scanned every inch of you. Yes, even there. Your cock hard and sticking straight out and up, slightly curved and dripping with desire as she walks toward you, backing you up until the edge of her queen-size bed touches the back of your legs. Raising a single long red fingernail, she points at your chest, pushing you back onto the bed. You slide back, watching her slip the straps off the sinfully tight red tank dress, shimmying out of it and letting it pool around her ankles. She stands before you naked and smiles. You are bound now and spread eagle, arms over your head, ankles spread, squirming as her fingers trace up and down your manhood. Your dick jumps. Do you like this? She asks. How does this feel? She continues, firmly stroking your length, leaning over and pressing her soft lips against yours. As she does, you feel her bare breasts and hard nipples grazing your skin, and you are now regretting not being able to touch her. Seeing the pleading in your eyes, she grins and straightens up, repositioning herself and straddling you. Do you want to be inside me? You almost feel like it's a trick question, but you nod eagerly as she lowers herself onto your cock, grinding that smooth pussy up and down your length, stopping at your cockhead. Your hips buck slightly, feeling the warmth of her cunt against you, your head right at the gates to her garden. Please, you beg. Yes, please, please fuck me. The laughter you hear building in her throat, her body shaking with mirth, breasts bouncing slightly as she tosses her head back, is not what you expected in reply. She purrs, bringing her head back down and locking those hazel green eyes on you. She lifts up off your cock, gliding up your body. You swallow hard as she raises herself up to a squatting position, right over your head, sliding her fingers down over her sex. Hovering right above your face, she begins to moan, slipping a finger inside herself and grinding the heel of her palm against her clit. The sounds of her pleasure intermingled with the sight of her fingers pumping that pretty pink pussy is more than you can bear. You begin pleading and begging. You'll do anything to be able to relieve that ache that has built in your balls. She laughs at your pleading, her laughter turning into loud, ecstatic moans as you are forced to watch her climax, helpless and completely at her disposal. Happy Masturbation May, she says, as she swings a leg over you after finishing and lays back on the bed next to your bound, helpless body. She looks over at you, and you whimper as those eyes flash with wickedness. You realize that she has no intention of allowing you release, or even the sensation of her pussy, but she has every intention of making you watch as she has orgasm after orgasm at your expense. This is Mistress Brighton. Did you enjoy this Masturbation May teasing story? I hope you did. If you'd like to explore your masturbation fantasies, I'd love to hear from you. Call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Brighton.